Fix the organ. Thank the Lord. Amen. That was a blessing, wasn't it? And thank the Lord. We got a keyboard here that is a blessing, will continue to be a blessing to us. Thank the Lord for that. Amen. And I don't know if you've seen Roomba, but she's a happy addition to the family. She parks over in the corner. And she sweeps the floor for us. Amen. So if you ever come in and you hear a little whirring noise going on, see a little light flashing, that's Roomba. And when she gets through, she goes back and parks in her little corner and charges up for another time. So, amen. So we're happy for Roomba. Interesting, Wednesday night, business meeting, we talked about one of those little vacuum cleaners that does it by itself. And would you believe Thursday morning when I checked on the computer, they had Roomba, $300 machine for $139. So I think we'll try it. Amen. And so we're happy for Roomba tonight. Amen. All right. We're going to the book of Luke, chapter 12, verse 32. What a beautiful, beautiful verse. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Isn't that wonderful? Jesus said that. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. The Lord bless you. You may be seated. The context of this verse tonight, it all starts out with a man coming up to Jesus and with a little personal complaint. He said, Lord, make my brother give me my part of the inheritance. Jesus looked into the man's heart and began to talk about covetousness. Amen. You got to be careful when you ask the Lord a question. He may not just answer your question, he may answer your heart. He didn't take sides. He looked right down to the root of the problem. And he said, buddy, we got more than an issue here of inheritance. We've got an issue of covetousness that we need to take care of first. And so then the Lord begins to talk about covetousness. He talks about a man that worried that because he had too much, he didn't have room for it all. That should never be a problem for a Christian. I do not in any way, form, or fashion want to dictate how you do your finances. That's between you and God. But let me tell you something. There needs to be a place somewhere that you say, I have enough for me. I want to do something for Him. There needs to come a place in Christianity, and I've traveled all over the United States of America. There needs to come a place somewhere that people say, my house is big enough, my car's new enough, my clothes are nice enough. It's time for me to do something now for the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. I don't know where that place is for you. I don't try to dictate that to you, but I'm just telling you tonight, there comes a place somewhere where we say to the old flesh, that's enough. Enough for you. I want to give it to the kingdom now. Hallelujah. But he talked about a man that said, oh, I've got so much. I tell you what I'll do. I'll tear down my barns and I'll build bigger barns. And I'll say to my soul, take thine ease. Thou hast much goods laid up for many years. And he didn't reckon that night. The Lord came and said, thou fool. And he took him out into eternity. Amen. You see, covetousness, we can get a fear that we have too much and we're going to lose some of it. Amen. Or we can have fear that we don't have enough. Jesus said, don't worry about what you're going to eat. Don't worry about what you're going to wear. Don't worry about what you're going to drink. Don't worry about your shelter. He said, your heavenly Father knows that you have need of all of these things. Amen. He said, look at the birds of the air. Look at the ravens. He said, doesn't your heavenly Father take care of them? They don't have to work. They don't sweat. They don't worry. But God takes care of them every day. He said, look at the lilies of the field and how they are arrayed. Solomon in all of his splendor was not arrayed as one of these. He said, they don't toil, they don't spin, but your Father takes care of them. So it just said, hey, don't worry. Don't worry. And then he says, because the nations, or the Gentiles, if you will, he said, this is what they do. Let me tell you, we are living in a world that's always worried about getting more. I've never lived in a day like this. This is the most unusual time we've ever lived. You know, our forefathers taught us to save money. But our own government is telling us to go spend money you don't have. They're saying use your credit cards. Buy a car on credit. Buy a house on credit. Because our house of cards is just about to come crashing down. It's almost payday. We've almost squandered away what 200 years of Americans labored to build up. And we've destroyed it in less than 25 years. Amen. But Jesus said, that's what the nations worry about. They're the ones that are always stepping on one another trying to get more. He said, but not you. He said, you don't worry about those things. Amen. As a matter of fact, some of the greatest advice that you'll ever get in your life is this right here. He said, for all these things do the nations of the world seek after, and your Father knoweth that you have need of these things. But rather, seek ye first. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all of these things shall be added unto you. Amen, Brother Jeff. God will give you a car. God will give you a motor home. God can give you a house for $750 or less. Amen. Hey, I'm just saying, get your priorities right. God will take care of you if you'll allow Him to. If you'll just let the Lord do it, it's amazing what He'll do. Amen. I know a guy that God gave a Mercedes-Benz to. Amen. Praise God. Amen. But you know what? That can't be your priority. Amen. You can't walk around with a give me attitude. God, give me this. God, give me that. God, give me, give me, give me, give me. You get your heart in the right place. You get your priorities straight. And then get your spirit right so God can pour blessing upon you. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. So He said, just seek first the kingdom of heaven and God's righteousness. What is the kingdom of heaven? The Bible said the kingdom of heaven is not meat or drink, but it's righteousness. Being right with God, being right with your brother, being right with people in the world, being right with your bills, being right with your creditors, being right with your pastor, being right with the church, being right with everybody. Just be right. That's what you seek first. I want to be right with everybody. I don't want to do anybody wrong. I want to do everybody right. I want to live right. I want to walk right. I want to walk upright. I want to please God. I want to be right with God. They said you do that first before you do anything else. You make that your greatest priority with your life. Said if you'll be right with God, seek His righteousness. Amen. Seek the kingdom of God, which is righteousness, and then peace. Amen. The Bible said, follow peace with all men. Amen. And holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. But say, follow peace. Follow. Hallelujah. When you see peace going, that's where you go. You follow peace. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. The Bible said, perfect peace have they. whose minds are stayed on the Lord. I'm talking about how to have peace here tonight. Hey, amen. You get to looking around at what other people have and you don't have. You look at what other people do and you can't do. You look at all of those negative things and you'll get so depressed. You'll get so discouraged. You'll get so down in the dumps because all you're looking at is yourself. But if you'll lift up your eyes, amen, and follow peace, hallelujah, those things that bring peace to life, amen, follow peace, be satisfied, amen, be content, then peace will come, amen. And then he said, it's righteousness, it's peace, and what else is it? He said, it's joy, by saying the Holy Ghost. That's not just joy. There's a joy that the world has, but it's a joy that doesn't last very long. Amen. But there's a joy of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And that's it's a fruit of the Spirit. And it springs up like a well. Amen. When things are not going well, that joy is still there. You can wake up with a song in your darkest hour. You can find yourself singing and humming when things are not going your way. Because it's the joy of the Lord that's springing up on the inside of you. Amen. That's the kingdom of God. Why would we want anything else? Amen. Praise God. You look at Madison Avenue. They say if you wear this kind of clothes, wear this brand, you'll be happy. You wear that brand, they might steal them. They might shoot you for them. People have been killed over a pair of tennis shoes. Is that stupid or what? Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. You see, but that's not going to make you happy. They sing, drink this kind of hooch. It'll make you happy. Ain't no kind of hooch going to make you happy very long. Amen. Some people not even happy when they're drinking it. I don't know much about that, but they tell me that there's mean drunks. And they drink it and they're already mean. Amen. They're mean when they're drinking. They're mean when they're trying to get over drinking. And they're mean when they can't get any more to drink again. They just mean all the time. Hey, that's not the answer. That's not the answer. Smoking cools won't make you cool. Amen. That's not the answer. Amen. Snorting powder up your nose just give you allergies and ruin your sinuses. That's not the answer. Amen. None of those things are the answer. The world said, go here, go there, do this, do this. Listen to this group, listen to that group. See this group, see that group. Go here, go there. You'll run yourself to death and you'll still be empty. But listen to me tonight. There's a kingdom that you can become a part of that is born on the inside of you. And it's joy and it's peace and it's righteousness in the Holy Ghost. And that's all you're going to need in this life and in the life to come. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus said, fear not. Oh, we live in a world of fear. People are scared to death. They are. People are scared to death. I say this not boastfully. I say this thankfully that we don't have to be afraid, folks. Amen. Amen. That people are doing the best they can to scare you. The president's trying to scare you. If we don't pass this bill, who knows what's going to happen? If we pass this bill, who still knows what's going to happen? The answer is nobody knows. We've never been here before. But if we can spend our way out of the hole, it'll be the first time it's ever been done. If you can get ahead by going in debt, it'll be the first time it's ever been done. It had never been done before. Everywhere you look, it's fear, 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 fear. Amen. Climate change. Woo! We get much more of this global warming, we're going to freeze to death. Is that right, Brother Williams? Is up in Michigan, 22 degrees below zero, 8-foot snow drifts. Global warming's about to kill us, folks. Amen. Got to be careful about that stuff. Amen. I'm just telling you tonight, we are living in a world that is pandering fear everywhere you look. Fear, 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 fear. The economy is going to crash. Not enough to go around. Population too many. Nobody needs to have more than two kids if that many. Got too many kids, too many people breathing. You ever been west of, let's just say west of Kerrville in Texas on Interstate 10? I love Sister Annie's story. She went out there for the first time, West Texas. I mean, once you leave Kerrville going west, ain't much. If you're worried about global, overpopulation, no place for people to live, you just take your little journey. Plenty of room. They were driving along the road, and there was an old dead jackrabbit laying in the road. She started laughing. She said that rabbit had to want to commit suicide. There are not enough cars come by here for anybody to run over one on purpose. Amen. But you see, this world, it's pandering fear. It's feeding fear. It's trying to get everybody scared. Because if you're afraid, you'll be looking every direction and somebody will stand up and say, "We have the answers." Come too late, already got the answer. Hallelujah. Jesus is the answer. What is the question? Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. But we live in a world that's just full of fear. Jesus said, "Fear not."
Yes, fear not.
Little flock. I like that. Little flock. You know, people are concerned about big crowds. Let's get a big crowd. Let's get a big church. Amen. Let's get a big this. Let's do a big that. God's not worried about big. He's concerned about faithful. He's concerned about faithful. That's what God's more concerned about than anything else. He's not going to say him that day, "Well done, great big church." No, he's going to say, "Well done, good and faithful servant." God kind of measures things a little differently than we do. Amen. He's not worried about our bigness or our littleness. Amen. But he said, "Fear not, little flock, dear flock, beloved flock." That's what he's trying to say. And I love this. He said, "It is your Father's," get this, "good pleasure." And that's the reason for the blessing. Just because God wants to. Just because God wants to. Just because God wants to. You get a blessing because God wants to. You can't get good enough. You can't be fine enough. You can't get holy enough. You can't become righteous enough to earn anything from God. God blesses you just because He wants to. God saves you just because He wants to. God gives you the Holy Ghost just because He wants to. Amen. I love this verse from Psalm 149, verse 4. It said, "For the Lord taketh pleasure in His people." You know what God does for fun? He watches you. Hallelujah. That's what God does for fun. When you go to work tomorrow, Brother Fry, God's going to see you working and your big old smile and your happy, friendly spirit. And you say, "See that man over there? Everybody's cussing. Everybody's smoking. Everybody's carrying on. Everybody's telling dirty jokes. But look at there. That's my son shining like a light in a dark place." And God takes pleasure in that. And God takes pleasure in that. Amen. He sees you walking through the valley. Amen. But down inside, somehow, there's still a song. And death can't separate you. And sickness can't separate you. And problems can't separate you. And poverty can't separate you. And nothing in this world can separate you. And God said, "You see that devil? That one's mine. I take pleasure in my people." Woo! Hallelujah. And when we come to a service like this, and we all get together in this sanctuary, and we start singing songs, and we start worshiping the Lord, amen. He says, come on, angels, let's get down there. It's time to have some pleasure. It's time to have some fun, because my people are gathering together tonight. Hallelujah. God takes pleasure in His people. Amen. Amen. He doesn't get happy when Ludacris takes the stage. He doesn't get excited at some Elvis impersonator. He doesn't get excited because circus performers are performing. He doesn't get excited because the Steelers take the field. He doesn't get excited because any other ball team comes along. But when His people get together, and it's when His church begins to worship, He said, I take pleasure in my people. Hallelujah. That's what God does for fun. Hallelujah. The Lord taketh pleasure in them that fear Him, that respect Him, that honor Him. Amen. That hope in His mercy. That's pleasure. God takes pleasure in these things. This is what God delights in. God loves it when you crawl out of your bed in the morning and you get down on your knees as you start your day and you invite Him, Lord, I need You to go with me today. Thank You for this is a day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Help me to walk with You today, Jesus. Help me to be a blessing to somebody today, Jesus. Help me to encourage somebody today, Jesus. Help me to witness to somebody today, Jesus. Help me to be a soul winner today, Jesus. Hallelujah. That's what He gets excited about. God takes pleasure in that. Hallelujah. God takes pleasure in that. Amen. So the Bible said, it is the Father's good pleasure. He does it because He wants to. He does it because you're good enough. He doesn't do it because you deserve it. He doesn't do it because of merit. He doesn't do it because of how much money you make or how much you pay. He doesn't do it for any other reason than He just loves to bless you. He just loves to encourage you. He just loves to walk with you. He just loves to pour blessing upon you. God just delights in that. The Bible said it's His good pleasure. Amen. Listen to me tonight. You don't have to come begging to God. You don't come begging to God. Amen. Amen. Praise God. I don't know how it was in your house. My daughter never did do much begging. She didn't do much demanding either. That never worked. Amen. I got news for these guys that think somehow faith's this little special cord you pull and God's going to rain down blessing because He's bound by His word. Get over it. He's sovereign. And your attitude has a lot to do with how God treats you and what God gives you. Hey, I'm smart enough not to reward a bad spirit. At least with what they're expecting. My daughter learned real early on that you don't come demanding things, because all that's going to get you is an attitude correction. Amen. And that usually dealt with the board of knowledge applied to the seat of education. Man, that works. Amen. Woo! Amen. Brother Chargwell was telling us yesterday he had an uncle went to a Catholic school. And that was before AAD. or ADD. Which one is it? ADD. One of those D's. I forget. He said in those days it was just BAD. And they had a cure for BAD. He had an uncle that couldn't stay in his seat. So that dear sweet little nun just tied his leg to the seat. And he couldn't get up. He said before they had Ritalin, they had rope. And it worked. It worked that guy so bad that all he did was become a lawyer. Amen. And a district leader and a manager of a huge company. I mean, he really got warped in life because somebody tied his leg to a bench and wouldn't let him roam around. Amen. Praise God. Yeah, he was runt. Amen. You know, that's worse than ruined, isn't it? Runt. Amen. Praise the Lord. But we live in a culture of fear, don't we? Boy, you better not correct your children. Ooh, it'll warp them for life. Boy, I'm so warped tonight. Amen. It'll take the Lord to ever get me straightened out. Amen. Because my folks did believe in that. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Is that all right? Yeah, I hope so. Amen. Some of you got it secondhand, but it's okay. It'll still take. Amen. Praise God. But God delights and loves to pour blessings out on His people. The Bible said it's His good pleasure. Amen. I want you to get what He gives. The Bible said it is His good pleasure to give you, everybody say me, to give me the kingdom.
The kingdom, brother.
The kingdom. And you know who He is? The King. You know who He is? The King of Kings. You know who He is? The Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. He said, I'm going to give you the kingdom. Woo! Hallelujah. Anybody receive the kingdom tonight? I hope you've received the kingdom tonight. Now let me just meddle here just a little bit. Amen. I'll talk a little bit about the kingdom and I'm going to hush. Amen. God gave you the kingdom. Amen. But you be careful that you don't try to keep other people out of it. It was God's pleasure to give you the kingdom. So don't you try to judge your brother and sister and see if it's all right for them to come in. And when they try to get in, don't you scoot over so they'll have a hard time getting in, squeezing by you. You need to reach over, grab them by the arm, and skip right down Glory Land Lane with them.
Yes, sir. Amen.
But there are some people it's tough to get in the kingdom by some folks. Amen. That's right. Hello. Amen. Somehow they think God made them the guards at the gate. He don't have any. Amen. Amen. Praise God. I don't know about you, but when God called me to be a preacher and a pastor, He didn't give me a gun and a badge. Oh, sir. Amen. I've heard people say, well, Brother Grissom, you need to go over and straighten that out. I'm not the sheriff. I'm the mailman. He didn't give me a gun to shoot anybody. He didn't give me a badge to arrest anybody. But He gave me some mail. And He said, deliver it. Hallelujah. When I get to heaven, it's not going to be how many did you shoot, brother. It's not going to be how many did you arrest, brother. It's not going to be how many did you put in jail, brother. It's not going to be how many did you arrest and put in prison, brother. But it's going to be how many did you deliver. How many did you save. How many did you heal. How many did you help. How many did you set free. Did you give them my word? Amen. If this is not enough, ain't nothing enough. If this is not enough for you, you can get all the, you've got, can have more degrees than a thermometer, and it's not going to help anybody. You can have PhDs and DDDs and all kinds of stuff. It's not going to, if this is not enough, nothing's enough. That's all God gave us. Was His word. Amen. But this is what made heaven and earth. And this is what holds it all together. Amen. And this is what's going to usher you into eternity. This is enough. Amen. Praise God. Folks, let's be careful about the kingdom. I just want to mention a couple of pastoral things here tonight. God is doing some wonderful things around here, in case you hadn't noticed. God has given us a number of young men and men that are not so young in years, but young in ministry. God's given us several people, and it's our responsibility to help them get ready for their service in the kingdom. Now, you never looked at anybody like to preach anymore than I like preaching. I like to preach. I like to preach. But I'm willing to give time to my brothers so they can develop their ministry. You know how preachers learn how to preach? By preaching. You know how men learn how to lead services? By leading services. You know how singers learn how to sing? By singing. You know how musicians learn how to play? By playing. And if we don't give them an opportunity, how are they ever going to learn? Amen. Brother Grissom, we just want the 18, brother. Just the 18. Amen. 18's going to get old and die. Then what are you going to be stuck with? Amen. Hey, folks, we got to make room in the kingdom. Hey, we got to make room in the kingdom. Amen. Praise God. It shouldn't be, don't nobody take my place. Nobody's going to take your place. Unless you quit. And leave it empty. Don't you worry about your place. God's got a place for you. Amen. Praise God. But you'll be willing to share that. You get somebody, bring them right up along beside you and say, brother, let me help you out there. Amen. Amen. If you're a good singer, amen. Help somebody else learn. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Whether I'm a good preacher or not, it's between you and the Lord. Don't you tell him, don't you tell me. Amen. You just leave that alone, and I'll do the best I can. We'll get by. Amen. But listen, we're going to share with other people. We're going to let everybody have an opportunity. Amen. On some Sunday nights, we're going to have these men going to get up there, and I'm going to give them about 2 minutes. You hear me, brethren? 2 minutes. I get the rest. You want your coat tail pulled, you just go over 2 minutes. We're going to get the timer out. Amen. You're going to have to sit down no matter how anointed you are right at the moment. You're going to learn to submit the spirit of the prophet to the prophet. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hey, this is all part of the kingdom, isn't it? This is all part of the kingdom, isn't it? Amen. It's not my kingdom, not your kingdom, his kingdom. Amen. I want everybody that comes in this church to feel like I'm part of the kingdom too. Hallelujah. Everybody that walks through these doors needs to feel like I'm in the kingdom of heaven. Hallelujah. God made a place for me here, and this church made a place for me too. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Praise God. Hallelujah. I preached a sermon one time, one of the first sermons I preached. I preached so bad. So bad. Somebody said they dropped their watermelon. Well, it was worse than dropped. It exploded. I mean, there was watermelon from front to back all over the walls and the ceiling. It was bad. It's so bad, don't you ever ask me about it, because I won't tell you. I'm just telling you it was bad. I'm going to tell you it was so bad that I gave the offering to the pastor's daughter and said, you give this back to your daddy. I can't take this. I've never done that after. Amen. I only did that one time. It was a one-time deal. I preach other bad sermons, but I never did that again. Amen. I mean, it was bad. Amen. It was real bad. I preached in Colombia. And you know, when you start preaching another language, it's real fun. You talk about an education in humility. I said, whoo, que gran milagro, que Jesucristo comió 5,000 personas. And people looked at me like, did you just say that? I said, What a great miracle. Jesus ate 5,000 people. I tell you, put the fear of God in folks. Amen. Amen. Praise God. It's interesting. Very interesting. Very humbly. Amen. And nobody ever told me I did that. But I was looking over my sermon one day and I found it myself. I said, did I write that? Did I say that? But obviously I did. I did some other ones I'm so embarrassed I won't even tell you about. One guy was preaching at the big convention. And he said, Que bueno que Jesucristo está aquí en nuestros medios. He meant to say, it's good to have Jesus in our midst. Instead, he said, it's good to have Jesus in our pantyhose. How can you do that, brother? The difference in an A and an O, that's all it takes. Now listen, I mean, people were nice to me, they didn't laugh, but he lost it. I mean, the whole conference was over when he said that. Amen. Praise God. Would you pray for these preachers? Would you pray for your pastor? When you say as much stuff as we say, sometimes you're going to get something wrong. Amen. You got to preach when you're weary. And you got to preach when you're rested. You got to preach when your mind feels like it's just going to explode with so much going on. But it comes preaching time, you got to preach anyhow. Amen. So have mercy on us, folks. Amen. We need all the help we can get. Amen. Even Sunday school teachers. Amen. Need a little help now. And any Sunday school teachers ever blew it? Amen. There's one or two. Thank you for being honest. Amen. Sister Guidry come to the end of her Sunday school class. And she told her kids, she said, Banyanse. She meant to say, Bayase. She meant to say, leave, go on, get out of here. Said, she said, go bathe yourselves. Well, I've been places folks need that message too. Amen. Hey, this is a dangerous profession right here. I'm telling you, it's not for the weak-hearted. Amen. Praise God. Amen. You're gonna make some mistakes. You're going to say some things. You're going to do some things. But I'm just talking tonight about making room in the kingdom. And the more room we make, the bigger the kingdom can grow. Praise God. You know who Jesus got the maddest at? Were the Pharisees and the Sadducees. Because he said, people try to come in the kingdom and you're blocking the door. People trying to get to God. And you're standing there with Brother Hart talked about. Now don't you misunderstand us. We believe in standards. We believe in holiness. Amen. But there's something more important than a rule book. There's something more important than a judgmental spirit. Amen. This word right here. You let people get in here first before you start laying down the law to them and tell them how they got to dress and how they got to do and this and that and the other. You hear me tonight. If God will give people the Holy Ghost with Bermuda shorts on, He'll give a little while to work out the Bermuda short thing. If God will give people the Holy Ghost painted up and all kinds of tattoos and all kinds of jewelry hanging off every direction and every part, if God will give folks to the Holy Ghost like that, He's going to give them a little time to learn and get cleaned up and get ready for the kingdom. And He doesn't need your help to do it. I said He doesn't need your help to do it. I said He doesn't need your help to do it. All you can do with your criticism is run them off. They don't need your comments. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Sweet little old lady came into the church. Raymondville, she'd never been to the Pentecostal church in her life. First service she came to the altar. God filled her with the Holy Ghost. One of the sweetest people you'd ever want to meet. I mean, just fresh out of the world, just loving God. I went to church one Saturday morning, went up to the church, and she was out there mowing the lawn. She was so excited, she just wanted to do something for God. Out there mowing the lawn in her short shorts. I got my face recovered before I got out of the car. And I just went over and I said, "Praise the Lord, sister, how you doing?" She said, "Praise the Lord, Pastor, I'm doing good." I didn't say anything. I just walked right on into the church. I was in there, and a few minutes later, somebody knocked on the door. And I opened the door, and she had tears running down her cheeks. And she said, "Pastor, what's wrong?" I said, "What do you mean, what's wrong?" She said, "Did I do something wrong?" I said, I don't know. What are you talking about?" She says, "Well, I just don't feel like something's right." And then she asked the question herself. She said, "Am I dressed right?" And the door was wide open. And I began to talk to her about dressing holy and dressing modestly, spirit of kindness. And she took that. She received that. And to this day, she's still one of the sweetest saints in the kingdom. Amen. But I could have gone over there, turned that lawnmower off, and gave her a tongue lashing. "How dare you come on the property dressed like that? Wonder God don't strike you dead right there where you're standing." Huh? Hello? Come on now. Come on now. Hey, it's happened. It's happened. It's happened. It's happened here. God didn't make you the keeper of the kingdom. And when backsliders come to this church, let's open our arms as wide as we can get them. Don't you ask where they've been. Don't you ask what they've been up to. And don't you say, "I wonder how long they're going to make it this time." With that kind of an attitude, it's a wonder anybody makes it. You wrap your arms around them. Amen. You hug them. You love them. You pray for them. You encourage them. You do everything you can to help them to serve God. Amen. I'm talking about the kingdom tonight. It's the Father's good pleasure to give us the kingdom. But let's make sure that others get to enjoy the kingdom also. Amen. Hey, you had to grow in the kingdom. You didn't know it all when you first got here. You weren't perfect when you came, and you're not perfect now. Some of us been practiced in a long time, and we still hadn't got it right. Amen. But let's make room in the kingdom. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's do everything we can to get folks into the kingdom. Hallelujah. And when they get here, let's make it worth living for. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. 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 Glory. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Amen. It's the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Hey, let me tell you something tonight. We're king's kids. I heard a fellow one time tell a story about a sugar cane plantation in Louisiana. And a couple of boys got out there like boys will. And they got to scuffling and playing, doing what boys do. And they started trampling down some of the sugar cane. And all of a sudden, boy, they heard a pickup screech to a stop. Big old guy jumped out of that pickup truck, ran over there, grabbed one of those boys by the scuff of the neck, and he started, grabbed a piece of that sugar cane and started wearing his bottom out. Talked to him a little bit, got back in his pickup and drove off. Another little boy come out of hiding. And he said, I'll tell you what. He said, I wouldn't let my daddy treat me like that. After he come out of hiding. And the little boy dried his tears and quit sniffing a little bit. And he said, I'll tell you what. He said, one of these days. He said, because that man's my daddy. All of this is going to be mine. When you understand what you got in the kingdom, you'll put up with some stuff. Hallelujah. You'll understand what the apostle said. Whenever everybody turned and walked away, and Jesus said, will you also go away? And they said, to whom shall we go, Lord? Thou hast the words to eternal life. Amen. They realized what they had a hold of. Hallelujah. And they said, this is worth hanging on to. Amen. Let's stand together tonight. I'm telling you, folks, this is worth holding on to. What we've got here tonight is worth holding on to. Praise God. At all cost, this is worth holding on to. Amen. Amen. This is something you can live by, and this is something you can die by. I've seen folks die without God, and I've seen folks die with God. And dying with God is a whole lot better. I've watched folks go out into eternity so fearful, so afraid. Then I've watched the precious saint of God just slip on over the kingdom, talking in tongues and worshiping God. No fear. It's just going home. I'm telling you, folks, it makes all the difference. It makes all the difference. Amen. It makes all the difference. It's the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. I don't want anybody to misunderstand what I'm saying tonight. When I talk about the world and all that's in it, I know what I'm talking about. Because we've been on that side. Don't think we don't know what we're talking about. We've been on that side, and there just wasn't anything there. And then I got on this side more than 40 years ago. And I'm telling you, this side's a whole lot better. 42 years and counting, I never had a desire to go back to the other side. This is so much better. Amen. Anybody bear witness to what I'm saying tonight? Amen. Anybody find it better on this side? Young people, you listen to me. No matter what the world tells you, it's a big old lie. Sin will always take you further than you intend to go. It'll cost you more than you intend to pay. It'll keep you longer than you intended to stay. And it'll leave you broken and robbed and bleeding and weeping and empty. I know, I've seen it time and time and time again. Young people say, well, Pastor, I just need to find out what's out there. Amen. I know so many that have taken that journey, and every day we pray that they'll come back. Every service we look back to see if they're coming through the door. But so few of them have come back. So many have made the journey back this way. They just meant to go for a little while. They just meant to experiment just a little bit. But sin got a hold of them. And they haven't been able till today to break loose. Don't you flirt with this world. Don't you play around with sin. It'll get a hold of you. And it'll just be the prayers of the saints and the mercy of God that you'll ever make it back. Amen. Praise God. I think it'd be good tonight if we'd find us a place to talk to the Lord. I'm glad God saw fit to let me into the kingdom. Oh. all people that God had let me in the kingdom. I didn't deserve this. I don't have anything to recommend me. I didn't know anybody great. Never did anything great. Never had much hope. But God, I bowed me in the kingdom. The mercy of God reached down to a 15-year-old boy and loved me into the kingdom. Hallelujah. The mercy of God reached down to little nobody, little shy country boy, and loved him into the kingdom. What's your story tonight? Will you let Jesus love you into the kingdom? If he let you in tonight, would you come? Begin to tell him how thankful you are to be a part of this. God, I'm so glad to be a part of this. I'm so glad to be a part of this. What did he bring you out of? God, I thank you for your deliverance. What I couldn't myself, you gave me the grace to stop. So bound, so warped. Amen. But God, you had mercy on me. God, you forgave me. Just because you wanted to, you didn't owe it to me. You didn't have to do it. You did just because you loved me. And it's your good pleasure tonight to give me the kingdom. God, would you help us each tonight to get the kingdom in our heart and the kingdom in our mind. And understand, I'm just happy to be a part of the kingdom. Everybody's welcome here. Everybody's welcome here. You don't have to be a blue blood. You don't have to have a pedigree. Amen. You don't have to have a perfect record. Everybody's welcome here. At the table. Thank you for making a place, Lord, in your field. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, for giving me a role. Thank you, God, for giving me an opportunity. Thank you for giving me a life. Oh, I thank you, Jesus. I give you thanks, Jesus. I give you thanks, Jesus. I give you thanks, Jesus. Praise, holy God. I give you thanks, lovely Lord. Thank you tonight. Thank you tonight. Thank you tonight. Oh, thank you for a place in the kingdom, Jesus. Thank you for a place in the kingdom. Thank you. Amen. Don't forget our graduation. Amen. Linger in the presence of the Lord. Enjoy the presence of the Lord. Amen. And let's go next door for good fellowship, good food, good fun. Amen. Praise God. We love you. Thank you for being here tonight. Amen. Are you glad to be in the kingdom in such a time as this? Hallelujah. God bless you.
It was right.